first step in earth descent is taking our lying down posture on our back, knees up, feet spread, legs tied together loosely with a yoga strap, belt, or other cord, so the knees are just touching. Hands over the lower belly. Check and see if you're comfortable, if your what you're lying on is not producing any discomfort, but is not too soft, so you can actually feel what's going on in your body. Head perhaps slightly raised to ease your neck. So in order to practice earth descent, we're going to pick up where we left off in 10 points practice in the lying down position. So we're going to begin breathing in through all the pores of our body simultaneously as we did at the end of 10 points. So I'm just breathing in, bringing our awareness into our body. On the in-breath, feeling the tension wherever it exists in our body, whether gross or subtle, whether tiny parts of our body or large patterns of muscular tightness. Breathing in, inhabiting the tension. On the out-breath, completely relaxing and letting go, and letting all of that tension flow down into the earth. So let's do this for a moment or two. We want to develop a rhythm here. In-breath, you're in your body. You're feeling your tension. You're breathing into the tension. Out-breath, you are completely letting go, as if it were the last breath of your life, and you are releasing even life itself and allowing yourself to return to the earth. In-breath, be in your body. Out-breath, completely let go into the earth. As you let go into the earth, notice that your awareness actually goes into the earth a little bit. You're not just letting go of your tension. When you let go, you're beginning to actually open your somatic awareness into the earth itself. In breath, be in your body. Out-breath, let go and let your somatic awareness extend a little ways down into the earth. As we make the journey down into the earth, this is emphatically not dissociation. We're not leaving our soma behind our body. What we're doing is we are opening the back boundary of our body and making it bigger, extending our somatic feel to include the earth, increment by increment, step by step, inch by inch. So breathe in, be in the body. Breathe out, open the back boundary of your body down a little way. As you release your attention, let your awareness fall with your attention into the earth a little way, You're writing the release down. You are opening the back boundary of your body to be more inclusive, more extensive. Now breathing in, feel your body. Breathing out, see if you can follow your attention down about 5 feet under you. In the beginning, your awareness is going to be jittery because we are so used to considering our awareness bounded, if not in our head alone, at least within the envelope of our body. But here, we're being invited to allow that sense of somatic space to go beyond the envelope of our skin into the earth itself. Breathing in, be in your body. Breathing out, let your attention fall and go with it, opening your body to 5 feet down. Now breathing in, once again, be in your body. Breathing out, release to 5 feet down. But on the next in-breath, leave your scope of your soma 5 feet down. Don't retract back to your envelope of your skin. So we're breathing in, we're breathing out and going down 5 feet. And then we're breathing in and leaving the boundary of our body at 5 feet. And going down another 5 feet. And in that way, step by step, going down 5 feet, 5 feet, 5 feet. So give that a try. So just to emphasize, we're not leaving our body behind. We're extending its scope. And then let's go down to 50 feet under us. And then breathing in, stay at 50 feet. Breathing out, drop down another 50 feet. And then another 50 feet on the next out-breath. And then another 50 feet, and keep going for a while. Notice this feeling of being slightly rattled. We're just not used to this. If thoughts come up, or you remember something from geology class, or you begin to feel afraid, try to relax. Try to stay with the practice. And keep going down and keep opening. If you begin to feel threatened, then back up a little bit. Don't push on it. Go down as far as you feel is workable for you right at this moment and hang out there. There's no need to push beyond a certain point. Pushing beyond just creates unconscious resistance, which in the long run is not helpful. Otherwise, just keep breathing, letting go. If thoughts, obstacles, impediments seem to come up, just regard them as thoughts, and on the next breath, let go of them. Down deeper and deeper. Opening, letting go. Letting go, opening. Opening, letting go, as a continual process. As you go deeper and deeper, feel the space that's opening up under you. Feel the vastness, feel the stillness of it. And let that inspire you to let go further into this vast territory of the earth, her space, her infinite womb. After a while, you can let go of the breath and you can just allow yourself, allow your awareness to descend deeper and deeper in a continuous way, like a snowflake falling through space, or perhaps like a stone that has been tossed over the edge of one of those old round stony wells, but a well with no bottom, so the stone is just falling, falling, falling. Let your awareness be like that right now, that the back boundary of your body, your somatic feel, your interoception, ability to experience your body from the inside, is now becoming vaster and vaster as the back boundary falls continuously down and opens, opens, opens toward infinity. At a certain point, you begin to lose your reference points. You begin to lose traction in terms of where am I? And that is a good sign. You know, even the attempt to regain one's reference points is unnecessary, and you can release that tendency and keep falling, keep opening your soma deeper and deeper. Falling deeper and deeper, opening deeper and vaster at the same time. Deeper and wider. We're beginning to explore the infinite territory of the earth herself. Letting go, of fear, letting go of ambition, letting go of judgment, thinking of all kinds, and just opening and falling deeper, deeper, deeper. Again, as you're falling, pay special attention to the quality of the space of the earth. Does it feel warm? Does it feel gentle? Is there a sense of containment? Even though the space itself is infinite, do we feel held? Do we feel nourished and protected and loved? Is there a sense that we are within the domain of the all-loving earth, where we are safe, where we are truly at home? Does it feel like we found our true home here in the vastness of the earth's womb? Ask yourself these questions and look and see. And then you can abruptly let the back boundary of your body fall to infinity. Just do it. Just fall. Just crack open the bottom of this space and let your somatic awareness, your interoception, let it extend to infinity under you. I'm going to help you by counting to three. And when I say go, just let your awareness drop to infinity. One, two, three, go. Let's try it again. We're falling, we're falling, we're opening, extending the back boundary of our body. I'm going to count to three, and when I say go, right after that sound, notice there is a nanosecond of a gap when your awareness of the earth space touches infinity beneath you. One, two, three, go. Release into that infinity and let go. And let your body be as vast as all time and all space. Your body, your somatic experience, your interoception. So continue exploring your body's larger dimension as the earth herself for as long as you like. And when you feel ready, you can sit back up and we'll explore this practice in the sitting up position. So now we're sitting in the meditation posture on our cushion, Seiza style, on our knees, perhaps with a cushion between our legs, on a bench or in a chair, flat-bottomed and firm, without leaning against anything. So at this point, we're going to do the earth practice in the sitting up posture. We mentioned how in 10 points, when we meditate, we're able to be completely within our body, which is the tantric approach. With earth practice, we learn how to sit in meditation posture, being fully and completely connected with the earth beneath us. Earth practice is done sitting up just the way we do it lying down, with one important difference. Instead of following our awareness down on the out-breath, we're going to be drawing the energy, the space, the reality, the wisdom of the earth up into our body as our way of connecting with the earth and being in connection. So breathing in initially through our perineum, as we did in 10 points practice, but now we're breathing from outside of our body, just beneath our perineum, and we're drawing the breath in through our perineum into our body. So just try that out. See if you can get used to that cycle. On the out-breath, you just relax. On the in-breath, you draw the breath in through the perineum. With the experience of the earth descent, lying down, we know how to drop the bottom margin of our body down, extending it into the earth. So we're going to do that now. In breath, we're breathing in through the perineum. Out breath, extend your awareness down about a foot under you, under your bottom. In breath, breathe up from that place, a foot down. Out-breath, go down another foot. In-breath, breathe up from that place. Breathe up. Opening your bottom, opening your body to the energy in the space of the earth 2 feet down. And breathing in, but leaving the point of your attention 2 feet under you, as if there's a nostril there, and you're breathing in through that nostril, but feeling the way the breath, the way the energy of the earth comes up, across those 2 feet and into your perineum and into your body. And then extend the somatic boundary of your bottom down another foot on the next out-breath and breathe up from there. And then go down another foot and breathe up from there. Going down foot by foot. And notice as you go down that your somatic sense is extending down and down. You're sitting, but now the bottom of your somatic awareness is not at your perineum, but it's 10 or 15 feet below you. It's as if your body is now 10 or 15 feet plus what's on the surface. And notice there is no boundary between your perineum and the up part and your perineum and the down part. It's one single space. And then we're going to drop down by increments of 5 feet. So go to 20 feet. Breathe up from there. A few breaths. And then to 25 feet. And breathe up from there, leaving your nostril, your figurative nostril, at 25 feet and breathing all the way up into your body on the surface. And then we'll go down by increments of 25 feet, so 50 feet down. And then 75 feet. And then 100 feet. And then dropping down 200 feet. So opening our somatic awareness more and more and more and more. Going down 1,000 feet. And then 1 mile. Feeling the vast space that is now our body. And noticing that vast space, which we feel is our body, and its larger dimension is no different from the space of the earth herself. We are deeply grounded and deeply rooted. And then letting our awareness once again, our somatic awareness, the bottom boundary of our body, letting that fall through space, fall like a snowflake, fall more quickly like a stone dropped in a bottomless well. And meantime, we're breathing up from wherever that snowflake or that stone has reached. We feel our body becoming infinitely deep, infinitely vast as the earth herself. This is known as meditating as the earth. We are meditating as the earth meditates. Our state of somatic awareness is no different from the somatic awareness of the earth herself. So just feel that as your bottom boundary of your body that you know through interoception, through direct personal experience, drops down further and further, becomes deeper and deeper, more and more vast. This is how the Buddha sat. When he was asked by the demon Mara, who represents the ego in its most vicious manifestation, "Where do you get off? Who do you think you are?" He did not reply. He simply touched the earth. Because at that point, he was the earth. And his body, as the earth, quaked. The earth quaked because the earth was his soma in its deepest dimension. And the demon Mara, terrified, ran away and left him in deep, abiding, eternal peace. So our awareness is dropping. We're opening, we're letting ourselves, 99% of our somatic awareness is in the earth. And 1% is our part of our body that's here on the surface. When we sit in this way, we can make room for the infinite variety and intensity and transformative power of our own human experience. Feel that. Feel how much room there is to be you and to make your journey. When we are disconnected from the earth, our human ego can't handle anything. And we're running around frantic on the surface, from one distraction to another. Let yourself open deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth herself. And know that you are the earth. And when you sit, you're like a mountain whose peak rises up, but which is anchored in the infinite depth of the earth. Visualize yourself as a mountain with the storms raging and sweeping all around you, the storms of emotions, the storms of the vicissitudes of human life. In the meantime, you are steady and stable and rooted in infinity beneath you, unmoved, peaceful, majestic, dignified. Feeling your mountain peak, but much more so feeling the infinite depth of the earth under you. At the same time, this is how you meditate in Vajrayana Buddhism. When you sit in this way, fully in your body, as in 10 points, and fully deeply rooted in the earth, in your stillness and immovability, your human journey can move at the most rapid and stunning pace. Your human unfolding is free and unobstructed.